Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
Ludovico Antonio Muratori. With a name like that, this person had to do something of greatness. And in fact, this person did. Ludovico Antonio Muratori was an Italian historian and an archaeologist. And he made a very significant discovery of a manuscript that we call, named for him, the Muratorian Fragment. The Muratorian Fragment represents the thinking of a group of Christians from around 170 AD, and specifically their thinking on the issue of the canon. It is, in fact, a canon list. Now, it's not the earliest canon list. We have some other canon lists in the writings of the church fathers. As they would write epistles, they would mention different books and they would list different books. They would refer to the four gospels or they would refer to Paul's epistles and they would identify specific books. And so we can read through their epistles and construct these canon lists in the early church. But this is a crucial document. It gives us significant insight, not only to the list itself, but it also gives us insight into some of the reasoning that went into the church's process of recognizing the canon. Now, notice I chose my word very carefully there. In our view as Protestants, we see this process of canon as recognizing the books as canonical. The Roman Catholic view is a bit different. They will use the expression establishing the books as canonical, that the church establishes the canon. We disagree with that. We think that the books are canonical in and of themselves. We don't add anything. We don't affirm them. We don't make them canonical. We are simply recognizing them as canonical. And this was the issue in the early church as these books were circulating and floating around the early church. Now, before we even get out of the New Testament, there's some self-reflection in Scripture on the notion of canon. Peter will say that there are difficult things to understand in the Apostle Paul. And by the way, I'm always encouraged by that. In case you get stumped by Paul, you're in good company because Peter was too. But Peter will say that there are difficult things in Paul as there are with the other or the rest of Scripture. And so even before the ink is dry on Paul's parchment manuscripts, they are considered holy books, canon, by the early church before we get out of the New Testament. But as we find ourselves in these early centuries of the early church, this was a crucial issue, canon. And what the Muratorian Fragment contributes to the conversation is the list. Now, it's a fragment, and so we don't have the beginning. And the second sentence of the fragment reads, "The third gospel is Luke." It's probably safe to assume that the piece that is missing refers to Matthew and Mark as the first two Gospels. And so we have the Gospels, we have Acts, we have a number of Paul's epistles, and we also have a number of the so-called general epistles. In fact, 22 of the 27 books of the New Testament are listed as canonical in this fragment. But more importantly, we get some insight into the criterion that the church applied. The first thing we see is either apostolic authorship or apostolic connection. It was important to the early church that the scripture authors be eyewitnesses to the words and works of Jesus Christ. And so we see that playing a role. The other criteria is content. And so they will speak of some of these false books. And at one point, the Muratorian Fragment will say, it is not fitting that honey should be mixed with gall. And so that this book that represents a heresy is to be rejected because it is gall. And so content is one of the issues. The other issue, and this may seem a little circular, but it's recognition. And that is to say a book is recognized because it's recognized. But there is some sense to this as a criterion. It shows us that this book is read, it has staying power, as it were, and that that is in itself a testament to its own identity. But again, a book is canonical because of its own self-claim. The church adds nothing to it. Canon list does not make it canonical. It simply affirms what it is. And so we have Ludovico Antonio Muratori and his Muratorian Fragment. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.